of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. That's the question we ask 3 times a week. Am I a bad mum? And actually, we're taking a break after this episode.
Another year. A huge thank you time, obviously. Thank you to all of our beautiful listeners and our Instagram family and everyone that has been like a supporter of this podcast. Guys, we've survived another year of parenting. Well done to us.
And I feel like this year was the fastest year ever.
I know.
I like literally when people started putting up their Christmas decorations, I was like, what? You're putting up your Christmas decorations? Mm. And then it was like November and I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is nearly the end of the year.
And I think we as parents, like you and I, are very blessed to have the support of this podcast and we have this ability to be able to talk about our kids on and on and on.
With no judgment.
And share. That's what I was going to say. And share in this space with no judgment and understand and realize that we are not alone in the same because we're all doing the same shit, right? Mm. We're all doing the same stuff with these little kidlets, just trying our best. Yeah. And to match, you know, today we both came in wearing the same clothes. It's amazing.
I know. It's just so in sync.
It's just so weird. So I'll have to put that one up on our Insta because who would have thunk it that we both arrive? Well, me just not in active wear for a change. You're in actually in office attire and look lovely.
Well, because we met before we started recording the podcast. So I was like, oh, Rach looks nice today. And then you waved and I was like, look down. Oh, we're wearing this exact same white shorts, green top. We'll be taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in the new year.
New year.
Yeah.
Good luck for Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Make sure everyone has a great Christmas and a little, you know, celebration here and there.
Yeah.
And stay strong on that elf front.
You know, we're still doing an episode
here. Yeah, I know. Felt like we're wrapping up.
Am I a bad mum for refusing to pay? Now,
story of your life at the moment. What do they call it right now? Like everyone's like, what's it called? Recession.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, money, money, money. Mate, you're going to be in your own recession soon because your kids want so much expensive stuff.
It's not even my kids. I was telling you this morning. I got pulled over by the police last week. I have to just get this off my chest first because I got pulled over by the police and they said, I'm sorry, your rego's been cancelled. We're going to have to take your plates off. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't not pay my rego.
Yeah.
When the reminder comes in, I pay it. Mm. I was like, I didn't receive a reminder. Oh, you know, not our problem. You know, you have to know. Okay, I get it. We're supposed to be responsible. My argument is, if you forgot to pay your electricity bill, it happens, right?
Yeah.
It comes through, you put it in a drawer, whatever. Yeah. It happens. You accidentally forget to pay things sometimes. Like, everyone's done that in their life.
Mm.
I said, if that happened, your electricity company are going to call you to remind you to pay before they cut you off.
Yes.
That doesn't happen. They don't just cut you off without you being informed. So anyway, pulled over. He's down there with a screwdriver. He's taking my plates off because I'm more than 3 months overdue. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, I'm so sorry. And then he says to me, you're going to have to go into the Department of Main Roads and you have to physically pay your rego, get your new plates, CTP insurance. You have to get someone to come out and do a mobile roadworthy because you now can't move your car.
Yep.
Such a palaver, right? Massive moneymaker. Remember when we had the stickers on the front and it would remind you, oh, yeah, rego's due next month.
Yeah.
Don't have the stickers anymore. No. Everyone's just getting fined left, right.
It's moneymaking.
$920. I said to the guy, mate, I watch RBT. And I see the people who are high-range drink driving and on drugs putting people's lives at risk, they're getting less of a fine than what you've just given me. Oh, but it's because your insurance is not good. Well, yeah, but I'm still driving around less likely to cause an accident than if I was drunk. I then watched RBT with my husband that night and I was like,
I wouldn't have been able to. Would have been so angry.
Look at him. There was a guy on RBT, right? He got pulled over. He had his 5-year-old kid in the car. He was on ice.
Oh, wow.
And he got less of a fine than what I got.
What a great parenting role that is. He's a real great role model, you know, like, yeah. And he's getting a little fine, little, you know, whack on the hand for high range drug use whilst child in the car. Like, what is this even about?
Yeah.
Your car's not endangering anyone. You're like, I just forgot to pay a bill.
Oh, I didn't even get the bill. And that's another story because they'd gone to a different address, which they had wrong. But that's still my fault because I didn't check it.
I have to. Well, I can't actually not ask this. But do you actually think that that lady carried on from that podcast a couple of weeks ago when you took her car park and she called you a monumental bitch? Do you think she dobbed you in? Do you think she gave your rego to the police and was like, find something on this woman?
Yes. Find something on this woman.
Karma.
And in the meantime, old mate on RBT, he can do his own podcast, My Bad Dad, for driving my kid around on ice. We've never done that as a topic. Am I a bad mum for refusing to pay? Have I already done this part?
Like, done it.
Because we went off on such a tangent, I forgot where I was going with the story. I'm sick of people.
So you've got a $1,000 bill now.
Yeah, I'm sick of people keep sending bills. I'm so over it. And my kids, this is around Secret Santa's at school.
Yeah, yeah.
Because towards the end of the term, they started telling me they were doing Secret Santa's. But my kids tell me at the last minute and they literally go, oh, we need Secret Santa presents for tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, I get it.
And so you get told at the last minute, as with all kids. And the problem is I feel like, and I've said this to my husband so many times, I feel like my kids' aim is just to make everything cost as much as possible for us.
I think they are always like, how do we put mum under some more pressure?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even financially added to it. I would just be like, I know.
Yeah.
Drop at 3 p.m. that we need a Secret Santa present for tomorrow and see what she does. And then just like, and then watch it unfold. Like, it's just going to be like a firecracker scenario.
But they started saying to me, okay, so we're doing a Secret Santa for our class, $20 limit. I'm like, didn't it used to be $5?
Yeah, I was like, our school is obviously a lot less.
And then I don't know whether it's actually $5 and they're just trying to get me to buy something better so they can show off to their friends, oh, look what we got you. Because it's not their money, it's mine. They don't give a shit. Or whether it is actually a $20 limit. And so then they go to me, okay, we need those. And then we're also doing a Secret Santa with our friend group. And then we're also doing a Secret Santa with our house group. And I was like,
what?
Okay, stop. I said, I'm not doing all these Secret Santas. I said, great that you've involved yourself. You've involved yourself without checking with me.
You pay for it.
So you pay for those. I'll do the one. I'll do the class one.
Yeah.
You're up for the rest. And they looked at me like, what? I said, yeah. Because you're committing to stuff that I need to then pay for. You're just assuming, oh, yeah, mum, we'll get that. You're assuming that I'll pay for all these extra stuff that you're committing to. And so then there was a situation where Holly went, oh, so-and-so was really sad today because I didn't take in a Secret Santa. And I went, why didn't you? Because you said you weren't paying for it. No, you needed to take yourself out of the Secret Santa or get her a present because then that's not fair. So you need to give her your present because that was your fault, your problem. You can't just leave some poor other kid without Secret Santa when she's brought one in for the person she's buying for. That's not how it works either. And so then they've said to me something else the other day. Amelia goes to me, oh, you owe me $10. And I went, why? And she said, oh, because I put in for so-and-so's cake. And I went, hang on for a second. What do you mean? I don't even know this person. What am I paying for? Oh, yeah, so-and-so is blah, 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 leaving or whatever. And so we're all putting money in for the cake. I went, but you didn't tell me about this. So you've agreed. Yeah, yeah, I'll hold my hand up and I'll put money in.
I'll put $10 in.
Yeah, no, no. I won't. I'll be telling mum she needs to put $10 in. I said, no, you're going to do stuff like that. You have to pay for it yourself. You hold your hand up and say, I'm going to be involved with that. And you don't check with me first. You pay for that yourself.
Did you see me sit down to eat that cake with your friends to say goodbye because she's leaving this? No, I didn't.
I said, why am I paying for it? I don't even know the kid. I don't even know the kid. I didn't get any of the cake. Why am I paying money for it?
I don't even. Good luck to her and her new school. But I don't care. I don't want to pay for her cake.
No.
And I didn't even know it was happening. So sorry, my $10 will not be coming back to you.
No.
So you ate the piece of cake.
You ate the cake. You ate it.
What's your lesson learned out of this? Don't put your hand up for people's cake that are going away that you don't really care about because I'm not paying for it.
No. Or the smart thing to do, bring me home a bit of cake. Say, this is Lucy. She's leaving. And I'll be fine.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
See you in the new year.
Holy wow. See you then.